Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So hey, Micah, what do you think of what do you think of the dating life out here in Los Angeles?
Oh man, it's so crazy! Like girls are so pretty, and there's like even some boys who look like girls out here. It's nuts!
Wow, would you ever date a boy who looked like a girl?
Not that I know of. I don't know if I did, but maybe if we clicked. To be determined. And then my head exploded.
And then I went somewhere.
And he smiled, y'all, because he knows exactly what he's doing. And then
Micah Plath has learned how to gay bait.
And then you hear, all you would hear quietly in some corner of Los Angeles was, and me going, ooh, in my pants.
Y'all, welcome to Plathville.
Y'all, if you saw that and thought of us, you've been listening too long.
You've been listening too long.
Plathville is back. Welcome to Plathville Season 4 is back. We are reality gays. We are so excited. I forget how much I've missed this show every time I watch.
I'm going to say this now. This episode and the next episode are going to go on our free feed. And then after that, this show goes on our $8 tier on our Patreon or our Supercast. So there you go. Try before you buy. I love this show. But also, I made Poodle watch you guys. If you watch this on, I hate that Discovery Plus has such good content, but it's worth the money, y'all. So we've got so much streaming shit, but it'll be HBO soon. So
focus. God.
If you watch Plathville on Discovery Plus, Poodle didn't. They have all these extra, there's like 5 extra vignettes. They're great. There's all these interesting ones about Lydia Plath. She left another church. She now loves s'mores and chocolate by the fireside with her girlfriends. It's something. But the one of Micah shows his other two roommates. There's one, another guy shows his friend, I forget his name, but he's this handsome guy with long dark hair, and they went on a road trip to Georgia together. Just sleeping in the car at night, I bet, side by side.
Listening to each other breathing.
With the desert sun just setting in the west, and only the animals and the sweat on their chest just dribbling. Ooh. You know what? So that, and then, also we meet, he has a roommate from India who is gorgeous. This guy is so beautiful, and he has beautiful long hair too. And they are cooking.
I'd clean this apartment.
Well, they're
it'd be a big job.
But he cooks Indian food, and Micah's never had Indian food before. And Micah's like, mint on chicken, we put that with chocolate. And then he eats it, and I was like, I'm going to make this. So anyway, it's all about his life. But in the corner of the living room is a rainbow hanging up in the corner. And when I told Poodle that, y'all, he lost all the color in his face.
Wonder where they are. What if I can just go by and sit by the house and see what happens?
They're either in, I kind of think they're over by where either we used to live.
Koreatown adjacent.
Or they're in the valley.
I think they're in the valley.
Probably North Hollywood.
It looks like North Hollywood. You know that area between North Hollywood and Burbank?
Sadly, that's
what it looks like to me.
Wow.
That area.
Got my wallet stolen there, and it was worth it.
But there's
a bunch of extras. There's like Mariah going to a drag bar with some friends. Like, she met a friend who was a hairstylist who used to be religious as well, and now is a sorority woohoo girl practically. She's like, we're going to do shots, and they're doing shots. Ethan's going out to bars. Mariah, there's a vignette of Mama Plath coming down to with her, and they're walking on
the
beach.
So, there's so much content that I didn't know existed. This feels like a commercial for Discovery.
I know
Plus,
it does, it's good, y'all. Really it's good. And don't get me started on y'all are coming at us with Love in the Jungle. Believe us. Believe me, we have heard.
I watched one episode. It's absolute ridiculousness. But hot.
Yeah, but hot. So anyway, it's like 20 minutes worth of stuff on Discovery Plus.
Too many man buns.
Yeah.
All kind of look alike to me, too.
And
all the man buns.
That's fine. You wouldn't have to
You're
know
right.
any of their
if
names
one,
in a circle
if one
jerk.
Just, if one just... I will say, Love of the Jungle does... There's no talking, so
no, there's not.
You don't have to hear them.
We're definitely going to put it on as a bi-curious option, right?
It is going to be a bi-curious option.
We would do the show, actually, but we just don't have time, y'all.
I don't think I'd do the show.
Oh, I would. I saw the show, but I think it'd be fun. Mainly, we don't have time, y'all, because we're going to London.
London calling.
We're going literally next week. We're leaving on Saturday. We're gone for a week. It's very last minute. So we're not doing a live show, but our podcast network is graciously, Acast is graciously flying us out. We're very excited, and we are in the process of where I'm going to say with what percentage of a certainty do you think this is going to happen?
73%. Okay. No, I would say
a good
84.
85. Okay, 84, 84%. 84.5 then. We'll meet in the middle.
This is going to happen, and it's going to be on Wednesday night, the 25th.
All right, so we are planning a meet and greet.
A meet and greet, yes. Ticket links will be available. It's going to be 84.5% that it's going to be at a club called the Old Queen's Head.
Now I feel scared that you said it. What if it's wrong now? What if they get called? Don't call them and ask about the event, y'all. We don't want to be high maintenance.
We don't want to, y'all, we don't
want to
bother them.
Don't be a Nigel's wife. Don't be a Nigel's wife.
Hello there. This is Nigel's wife. I'm wondering if the gays are coming. They're two poofters from the States. I need to know if I can get my ticket and I can bring my dog.
What is Nigel's wife's dog named?
I don't even remember.
It's an English bulldog named Chauncey or
Chauncey,
something like
something
that.
Something like that, yeah.
Nigel? How do we know if the gays are coming? Chauncey, stop that. Chauncey, go get mother's slippers.
Nigel just sits in his drawing room.
That feels good because that is a 2-year-old joke that finally
relevant.
Got its legs now.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So Nigel's wives,
like
don't
a
call
really long
the
curb.
Old queen's head.
Yeah, it's very long Curb Your Enthusiasm
yes.
joke.
Yes, don't call them. We're going to be putting on our socials if we can make it. There is also a private room called the Playroom.
It sounds perfect.
Y'all, this place was made for us.
It sounds great. So hopefully this will happen. We're very excited. If you're not in London or if you're in the United States, then be sure to click on that Linktree link and come see us at our live shows,
y'all. Come see
us at
our live show stateside.
Yes. We're going all up in Ohio and Minnesota and Detroit and Denver and Texas and San Diego. We've got some surprises that we're still trying to work out, but hopefully that maybe
appearances.
Some surprise guests, and it's not going to be one of Poodle's exes. But that could happen.
If that happens, everyone remain calm because it's going to be a fight.
It's going to be a fight. We will say the Reens are coming to the Austin show.
Yes.
And actually, we've been doing our pig royalty interviews. We're actually interviewing the Boleros, Michelle and Joy Pepper, this afternoon. We're going to interview them. We still
nervous.
Got some interviews coming down the line. We've got the Tykes. We potentially might be interviewing the Michelle Bolero or the Bolero's daughters.
I can't believe it.
And then we're finally going to finish up. We're going to interview the Reens live on stage in Austin. It'll be exciting.
Y'all, as soon as you talk to, when you do season two and they realize that they can talk to you, they all want to talk.
They all want to talk. Yeah. And you know what? We want to listen.
So here we go.
I wish everybody on Plathville wanted to talk to us, but
we just need to figure out a way to get to them.
You think Did you see how many times Ethan Plath's face got red today when people talked about sex? Do you think he could listen to our... I do, too. He's setting into this daddy-ish whatever. You can't tell me he didn't look hot.
He's not a daddy.
He's not, but God, he's getting hotter and hotter. You spilled water all over yourself.
You realize that Ethan is like...
23.
Yeah, but he's not a daddy.
You know what? He's mature for his age. But I don't know if any of them would listen to us. I think they would be scandalized.
Micah would listen.
And he would probably say...
Micah
would say, I'll come over and do it. And he'd come over and he'd probably sit in that chair and he'd say, here, let me sit on the couch. And then he'd sit on the couch and like he'd have shorts on and his bare leg would almost touch your leg during the interview. And you could just feel his blonde hair from his legs.
My eyeballs are like bouncing around in the socket, like ding 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 ding. I bet he's so tall too.
I don't know.
I can't. Okay, we need to stop being two gross gay men leching over someone, even though he's hot.
Anyway,
let's jump into this. I'm so happy this show's back.
Yes.
If this is the first time you're digging into this show in season four, because we wouldn't shut the fuck up about it, I really encourage you to go back. This is a fantastic show.
You're also, though, you're doing a disservice to yourself.
And others.
For me, it would be like you're watching the final Avengers Endgame and not seeing the movie before. I don't know what that would be. I don't know what that would be for Poodle. Like you read, I don't know, series.
You didn't watch the first red and white. You watched blue and did not watch the first red and white of the French-Polish trilogy.
There you go.
Yes.
So it would be for any of you, wherever you are in the spectrum of that,
You said, I'm a Julie Benoist fan only, and I don't care about Julie Delpy. Or was it Isabella Gianni? Yeah.
There we go. You're one of those. You're one of those, y'all. So you really just do yourself a favor, especially if it's on Discovery Plus. Just binge it all and watch it.
I think there might have been
YouTube.
Sometimes they say Our Path So Far or something like that on TLC.
Not the same.
Yeah, you won't see.
Y'all, you need to see Mariah's yearning
in her strawberry wine phase.
You see her yearning in season one for someone, and then you need to see her find Max, and you need to see that kiss outside that garage.
Yeah.
In the beautiful trees, and then you need to see her heart broken.
Yep.
On the beach.
You need to see the true horror of Mama Plath, because you will feel sorry for her this season if you only watch this first bit. Y'all, someone's gunning for the new victim award. Wow.
I mean,
bitch is flipping the script.
Someone got a PR person.
Yeah.
But
I'm kind of here for it.
Oh, that's going to said, I was manipulated by it and I was moved by it because I don't care how horrible, I don't care if fucking the evil queen from Snow White came back and said, you know, I've just been busy raising this kingdom and I just want to find me. Anytime I see a woman who has lost her identity,
I'm the same way.
I just feel for it.
Oh, I was sucked in.
Because we know so many women in our life who are this person that have given themselves to motherhood and completely don't know who they are anymore. Yeah.
And what she's going to do, it's actually a brilliant move on her part. She's going to flip the script on Papa Plath and make him the bad guy.
Oh, yes.
And mad respect for this villain. Y'all, she has been the villain from day one. She's the one calling all the shots.
She's the one that manipulated her kids. And like I said, there was one thing. Oh, this is great. Y'all, I have to tell you this. This was revolutionary for me to see this. That is so gay the way I said it.
It is.
Especially when it's about what it is.
Yeah.
So in the vignettes, when she goes to see Mariah.
Apparently, y'all, there's a whole other show Discovery Plus.
Mariah, as we call her, Mariah.
Mariah
does her mother's makeup. Oh, my God.
Kim looks better?
She looks 20 years younger because Mariah doesn't do any dark eyeliner or anything under her eyes and doesn't take her eye makeup out. Kim still does her makeup like she did in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, and she puts false eyelashes on her, which are too much, but it was funny. But she literally looks 15 years younger.
Wow. Well, also, Kim's been taking care of herself, and she says, I've been going to the gym every day, been doing Zumba.
Yeah, we're going to talk about K-Row first. Of course she does. We talk about this show, if you're new to it, we talk about them in sections.
Are you new?
Are you new? Because they're kind of in sections, so that we're going to do that. We'll talk about Mama, and then we'll take a commercial, and then we'll finish everybody else.
So remember,
I'm not even making you set timey up for this, because we are talking about
where
it.
Where we were last time is, remember, you guys, Mama Plath snuck into Mariah's first gig. Remember that?
Yes.
And pissed off Ethan and Olivia because... And then they all moved to Tampa, and Max, Mariah's roommate, Mariah's boyfriend, is going to come down, and we all are going to see what happens with that. Micah moves to L.A. to become a model slash actor slash Instagram thought.
He'll never have an OnlyFans. He's too...
No.
Oh, no.
And
I don't need that. That's fine.
But we open.
I think he'll have a career.
On Lydia.
On Lydia.
Singing, Lord help, I'm here with me. In a very overwhelmingly voice.
It's
Lydia
don't
sing.
It's some Lawrence Welk shit.
Yeah,
This is Lawrence Welk, y'all. And if you don't know who Lawrence Welk is.
My place is with you.
That means you're under 30 or... You weren't raised by your grandparents.
That's true.
If you were raised by your grandparents and you're 20,
welcome,
you know who...
Welcome to the Lawrence Welk Show.
Lawrence Welk. I enjoyed that show as a child.
I never watched it.
Because it was... Oh, I enjoyed it.
I don't think it was on... What did you
My
watch
parents
it on?
Didn't watch it, but nobody watched
like
it.
Like PBS?
Just watched, like reruns. I'd watch The Pretty Singing.
I don't think we had reruns of it.
Oh, I think it was on PBS.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't watch MTV because they didn't have that in Ardmore.
It was the devil.
Because it was the devil. We didn't have Fox. I didn't see The Simpsons till I was in college.
I'm just picturing one channel that was just livestock.
Yeah, there was. There was. There really was a farm channel.
There was CBS and a pirated ABC that only shared family content.
Yeah, that's how Oinky checked on his family when he was in class. Anyway, it was...
In a livestock channel.
In a livestock channel. It was there. It was there. Anyway. I'm just saying.
This is a made-up place. Anyway, let's go back to K-Row.
Okay.
Olivia is... And she hears, and she's singing, and she's like...
It was a good juxtaposition.
And all of a sudden, we hear rap music. But not... Current rap
music.
Well,
they don't have the rights to be single.
Right.
Yeah.
But rap music that sounds like it belongs in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And y'all, we go down and we're doing what I could only refer to as, we mentioned Lawrence Welk, hip hop on the Lawrence Welk Show.
Yeah, yes, yes. It's very royalty free rap.
Yes.
Like I really thought any moment we were going to hear Pond 5.
But just the movements they were doing was hip-hop dance for the Lawrence Welk set.
The movements also, it was a little bit of Tybo.
It was a little, and a little Zumba-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, I love it how they were wearing heels, too, dancing.
That's what I didn't get.
It
like,
was a strange, and like and character
so,
shoes.
So I imagine, what's the movie where, what is that famous movie where... Is it? Oh, I saw the previews for it where Rebel Wilson's in a coma for 13 years and then she goes back to high school. It was just on Netflix. People said it was funny, but she goes back to high school and it's all about like she's going back to high school with her Lisa Frank trapper keeper and all this kind of stuff. And I feel like
that is such a script that someone wrote like in 1985 and it just kept getting rewritten and rewritten and rewritten.
That story's going to be y'all. Somebody's going to write 13 going on 30. Like, everybody, that's just Freaky Friday.
No,
everybody's going to do that.
That's the most corporate fucking script idea.
Yes, I know, but we all fucking watch it.
And I didn't.
You will when there's a gay one.
You know what, though? I'm just not interested in romantic comedies. I think they're a waste of time. But that's me.
Okay.
You watched it?
No, I saw clips of it.
Oh.
I would watch it, though. It's like something you still watch on a plane. But, and I like her. But no, but I feel, my point is that Mama Plath literally said, I'm going to get back into dance without any research. And she completely is just stuck in 1984.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing these, I think they're like salsa shoes.
Yes. A combination of that and
they're not a like kitten heel.
Jelly shoes.
But I think they're salsa. So that, I'm like, you know, dancers now wear sneakers, right?
Right.
She doesn't get that.
No. There was, and she was saying things like punch, kick, punch, then grapevine. And I'm pretty sure the rap and R&B doesn't include a grapevine.
it did when we did a rap and show choir.
I'm sure
it did. Yeah.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. We did a grapevine for Mama Said Knock You Out. What?
Wow.
We did it for the Pops concert.
You did Mama Said Knock You Out?
Yeah, that's what we did.
How many black people were in your choir?
One.
Because
she did the rap.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. We did the chorus. Mama said, knock you out.
How sensitive.
I'm going to knock you out. Or whatever the baseline was.
We need to move on. I have so
but
many
it really
questions.
Was a grapevine.
I have so many questions.
Because you can grapevine and you can box, see? Mama said, knock you. It was like a punchy. Oh, it was.
Y'all,
it was,
he's imitating it now.
Mama said, knock you out.
Okay, we no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
So, that's where I first developed my crush to LL Cool J. And then later he came out with Doing It. And I did it by myself, thinking about LL Cool J.
So Mama Plath.
Okay, anyway.
She basically says, raising 10 children, I lost myself. This is a common theme.
Really common.
And we do hear this about people. Rarely is it 10 children.
Yeah, she's but, like, what am I do love the line where she says, so what am I going to do now with only 3 kids at home? And I went, most people are stressed the fuck out.
She did say, what am I going to do with 3 kids and what am I going to do with no kids? Now, I will say one thing about Mama Plath, y'all, and Papa Plath to a lesser extent, to a lesser extent. They are great at making themselves seem very open-minded in their confessionals and interviews, and they're very enlightened, even though they're such narrow-minded freaks, to be honest, about what they believe.
You're going
to
get mad at me because I'm going to say it again. But in the extra video content on Discovery Plus with Ethan, when he talks about something he says, they're talking about who are his friends, and he talks about the friend he used to work at the mechanic office, but he said he really was more of a father figure to me. And Ethan says, because even though I had a dad, he said, my father never really was involved or really engaged or did anything with me. So they really act like they are these perfect parents. But y'all, I really think that it's just, I'm going to flat out say, I feel for Mama Plath because I know other women in the situation, but I want to call the hypocrisy of it that I bet you that probably not as much as Barry, but it seems like almost these parents have been living their lives the way they want anyway.
That's exactly what it is.
And letting the kids just, letting these older kids who are finally sick and tired of raising their younger siblings.
No, her kids do all the chores.
They do all the chores.
She sits there and plays harp and does her great mind punch kick.
So this idea of I've got to finally, got to rediscover myself. I'm like, honey, you've been able to do this for 7 years.
Here's the thing, y'all. More than Barry, Kim Plath is an actor.
Oh,
she is very, very aware of how she is perceived, and she is a good actor.
And what you got to remember too, because you know Barry was the one who was super religious. She was a wild child.
That's true.
I mean, you're gonna get mad at me again, but when Micah Plath on his extra video footage on Discovery,
come on,
but he talked about. Oh, I forgot. I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
So, y'all, obviously, we all have to listen to this show. We all have to have watched every single vignette on the website.
He talks about smoking pot with his friends.
He talked about that in the show.
Oh, that was this show.
Yeah.
And then that his mother used to do pot. I was shocked when I found that out.
Do pot. That,
or smoke
y'all, you
pot.
Can tell he has no You have no connection to drugs.
No,
you
no.
Just, you grew up where they were so evil, right?
I don't think they're evil, but I know nothing about. But I grew up with that. But I don't think that now. But I don't know nothing about.
But I'm saying you were taught that, and
yeah,
and even when you learn stuff about them, you have a mindset about it. You have to challenge that.
I don't have to challenge that. I don't think they're evil. I don't have to challenge that, like the judgment of it. But I don't know anything about it.
Right. Because you were scared to.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because you thought you would be.
Yeah, I watched that video at school.
It worked on you.
Yes.
Why didn't it work on me?
Well.
I was like, where can I do drugs as quickly as I can?
Because you knew in the back of your mind, Mama Poodle loved a nice doobie in her 20s.
Oh, I think she did.
I know she's never admitted it.
She's talked about that she's had weed before.
Maybe is it legal in South Carolina?
No.
Oh, well, maybe if it is, you should totally just
you can
like,
grow it, I think.
You should like go home and have a brownie with your mother.
Oh, I just shouldn't tell her, though.
No, that'll be fun.
No, I don't think you with edibles with my mom. She also doesn't like sugar, so we'd have to.
Well, maybe just smoke.
She likes black bean brownies.
Okay,
yeah. You know, this is the thing. Can of black beans. It's to make brownies more nutritious.
Are they good?
They're not bad. They don't taste like complete regular brownies, but it gives more protein. She does that all the time for the kids. They don't notice. Sorry, y'all. That's Mother Poodle for you.
Those poor kids. Wow.
So, anyway, before I was waylaid, talk about drugs. She's and Kim's like, she's showing some leg. Barry's like, Kim's showing some leg now, and her glow up. I do Barry like Charles Nelson Reilly. Again, if you're under 30, Charles Nelson Reilly was on Laugh-In and other shows.
Yes.
And Hollywood Squares.
But it is like Kim read Eat, Pray, Love or some book
yes.
like that. Because even the terminology she uses is like, I've been in a fog.
A midlife crisis.
Barry. Is it a midlife crisis? I don't know. I just want to buy more property and be rich.
So 2 months earlier, they show. That's Tampa. Okay?
Well, we see that she's opening a new dance studio.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're talking just about her, right? We're not doing
Crown Order.
So she's opening a new dance studio, and she's... Did you feel a little bit the way she talked about the ballet bar was kind of sexual?
It's hard.
She was doing about...
It's solid.
She was like, ooh, it doesn't even move.
Not like Barry's body.
It's rock hard. I will say...
I can rub my hips upon it.
I can put my bare feet on it that have walked around my yard and my house and are fucking disgusting right on it. Just slide down that bar.
It did feel sexual.
It did. And I will say...
Good for her, though.
No,
she needs to get it from somewhere.
Well, she does, because I don't think she is. But she does look her age. Barry looks 60 years old.
He does. Part of that is he's very thin.
He is very
thin. And you will... I will say she does look better, like healthier than
she does.
Ever has.
Her coloring looks better. Yes.
Someone fixed her lipstick, I believe.
A little bit, but we've got to fix that. Mariah did such a good job on her eye makeup.
Yeah.
It was so pretty when she did it.
Remember how the lipstick would always be over the sides of her lips?
Yeah.
Y'all, season one Mama Plath was a sight to behold.
I bet you Mama Plath probably looks beautiful with a clean face. Some clean skin to help, because she gets a little red rosacea.
Yeah.
Just something to even that out.
A good conditioning on her hair, so
good
it's not so dry.
A nice, like, soft pink, or maybe like a Stella Kitten eyeshadow on her eye.
We're getting
eyeliner
a little too detailed here.
And a light gloss, and that's it.
Okay. That's never going to happen. So let's move on. So she's opening the dance studio.
Yes, and so she's... So, yeah, she's opening dance. Barry and what's the older son that's Ethan?
Isaac.
How old is Isaac?
Probably 17, 18.
Okay.
He's very tall. We can't say anything sexual.
I'm not.
Well,
when
you ask how old
how old he was.
Yeah. How many of you believe that?
Because I just say his body looked like a man. So I just want to make sure he's old enough.
We're in a weird area. We're going to edit that out.
But you ask their age too.
Not in a way where your voice goes up.
You, Gary, roll that audio footage. Anyway, they're putting together the dance bar, and
she wants to do belly dancing. Y'all, that's what every woman in her 40s says to make her feel like more like a woman. And it will get you in your body.
Yes, it will. It will. Yeah. And she even says, I'm feeling more in our body. She needs to. And Barry says, you know, I'm excited for this, but there's a sense of some foreboding that something's going to go on in our relationship.
Foreshadowing.
What am I supposed to say, honey?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Just tell me again, please. Anyway, that can't be good.
So she basically, that's when she says, what do I want my life to be like with three children at home? No children at home are my life, period. And again, I think this is a, if this was anyone other than Mama Plath, I think I would, even though it did kind of get me and I, when she was crying, we're going to talk about the journaling in a second, but boy, I've just seen her be so cruel to her older children.
Yes.
And how she's manipulated her family. And it is, you guys, again, if you're starting now, you're probably like, oh, I can see her. She's trying to, you need to go back.
You need to go
and
back.
And see the carnage that Kim Plath has set upon this family.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So she's, y'all, she's like, I've been journaling a lot, and I think I need to read something in my Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Okay, what do you think about this journal?
It seemed like it was cribbed from something.
I think it actually had a lock on it.
Yeah, it did.
I actually think it was like a 10-year-old small journal. Like, I thought she would pull out a book.
Well, you know, when she talks to the girl, she's like, you see your boyfriend? She acts like a teenage girl.
Did you kiss him, Lydia?
Don't tell
me about it.
Remember where you were when she whispered that.
Yeah. Well, that was Moriah.
So anyway, y'all, she is, let's say, emotionally stunted, we think.
It's a nice way to say
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so she reads from her journal. We sound horrible. If you're watching this for the first season, you're like, Maddie and Poodle
are
vicious.
Why are they so awful to this woman?
You
go
have
back.
To watch all of it.
Yeah, you need to. She is hoping that people have not watched her in previous seasons, or she's
yes.
hoping that people will give her a shot.
Yes.
She, wow. I just, every season she kind of does this. Every season she tries to start out on a clean
yes.
slate. This is the most egregious movie yet.
You got to watch the last season, y'all. It would be like watching starting Desperate Housewives where
Here we
they
go.
Jumped ahead 5 years and you didn't watch any of the beginning. I got to put it in gay terms. I remember when Desperate Housewives jumped ahead for 5 years, Poodle couldn't think straight for a week.
It scrambled my brain. I was in such awe of them doing it. That was a different time in television.
Oh, it was.
We were so naive.
We were.
Of what was
but
to be.
She reads, she says, I'm hurting so much, I feel sick to my stomach. I long for passion, connection, true intimacy. But at the same time, I feel dead inside and I'm feeling so lonely right now.
Maybe with a Christian Grey type.
On point.
So she's like, I need to make some changes. And then she even says at the end, this is such smart move because I can see the wheels turning. She's like, who do I want to spend this rest of the time left with? Is it Barry? Come on, Kim. You're not going to leave your husband.
You
got it too good.
I'll be honest. There are writers on this show.
Of course there are.
So, well, we watch. There aren't writers on 90 Day Fiancé.
There's script. It's script-ish.
So, that said, do I think it's fraudacity?
I think she is trying to spin the yarn that she wants us to believe. She wants us to feel sorry for her.
Yes, I think so too. We're going to take a commercial real quick, and then we're going to talk about Micah in Los Angeles
and Tampa.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Hey, bro, you just want to pump some iron with me and lift some weight?
Let's pump some iron.
Hey, I'm going to lean back on this bench press.
I can see your pits.
Oh, yeah. Can you just...
Ooh, I want to tickle them.
Can you hold that weight bar? And
yeah.
Just,
ooh, your pecs are looking good, bro.
Oh, thanks, bro. If you want...
Yeah, they're kind of sweaty. Do you need me to, like, mop you up a little bit?
Your balls look heavy. Do you need to rest them on my forehead, man?
That'd be great, you know?
Okay, sure.
It feels like I do a lot of work carrying about my balls all day. I can just put them on your head...
Oh, that's great.
I love playing games with my balls.
Oh, this is way different.
I want to put them in your mouth.
Oh, okay. This is way different than Georgia.
Hey, dude, let's get pizza.
I love Kathy Ireland. She's hot.
That's what you would say.
Cindy Crawford's a babe.
Oh, loved her. Didn't like Pepsi, but I loved her.
That would have given you away.
She was married to Richard Gere. Say what you will.
So
y'all, we're in LA. Why have we not seen Micah Plath?
Because it's a city of millions and millions of people.
But I've ran into people I know. We've lived here long enough. Yeah. I think he, though, is in a... He's in that world of... Which is, it's a great time for him to be in. And that... I didn't get into this. But if especially if you're straight and you're good looking, there's this whole world of just like... And I remember this when I would take like comedy classes of like Leslie Kahn and stuff like that, where there would be people literally that were models in their agency.
Yeah.
You've taught people
this. Yeah, totally.
But there you find out that all these model people,
they're gorgeous,
meet other people from their modeling, and they all just hang around with models.
Yeah.
And they all just go to the beach at 11 o'clock.
People in their acting classes.
Like,
or...
when is the last time you've gone to the beach in Los Angeles?
2 years ago.
I think that. And it was because I had family visiting.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you went on your own accord to, like, I want to go to the beach to Los Angeles, not when someone's visiting?
Maybe 3 years ago.
I was going to say, like, maybe, like, 7.
It's a thing. You have to get ready, and then there's traffic, and then...
But it's just something we don't do here when you're working a 9-to-5 job or doing your own work. But he's living... I'm so proud of him for
doing
this.
He's in his 20s.
Because he's living this, like, LA actor life. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I think, I'm not saying he's going to be like Brad Pitt successful. I think he is going to be successful. I think he will work. No,
he'll listen.
The thing Plaths have is they're hard workers.
He'll be a model. Listen, you can work as much as you want, but you have to have something else. You have to have a certain savvy, and it also has to be the right time.
You don't think he could get on it? Not that you don't have to be, you have to be talented to get on it, but like with the look, you don't think he could get on like a Disney or a Nickelodeon show?
I do. What do you consider? See, I don't know what you're considering successful. Do you consider 4 IMDb credits successful, or
depends on the credits?
All co-stars.
No, I feel like no, but I feel like he could, actually get like a series regular role.
Absolutely
role
not.
On something.
No, he's not that good.
I think he could be though one day. I think he could. I think he could work hard enough, and he could be on a CW show.
No, I don't believe it.
I think that's top tier for him, CW.
I don't. You know this, but I just want to put this in perspective. Do you know how many Micah Plaths there are in Los Angeles who are trying to get on?
I know,
that?
But he already has some of this cachet of this reality show.
Maybe.
And he knows
I
people.
Think he could. I don't think
if it wasn't for that, I would totally agree.
I don't think he could be a series regular. I think he could be like a guest star at tops.
Yeah.
I don't think he could be a series regular.
But I think like he could do some role and then eventually like hit a stride in some Lifetime and Hallmark stuff.
He's a model. He needs to be a model. I know they tell everyone to take acting classes, blah, blah, blah. He's charismatic, but I don't think he's an actor. And I think you have to be an actor to be a series regular. Shockingly, you do.
Shockingly.
Yeah.
Depends.
But I don't know if he has...
Like, I remember watching Arrow because I had to because I was a nerd. And Stephen Amell was horrendous the first, like, 2 seasons of that show.
Yeah.
And he was a model, and he was just hot, and everybody watched him do those pull-up things shirtless and beat off to it.
But he had something in his look that wasn't just blonde model. I can't describe it. Okay. I don't think he has it. I think he could be definitely a print model.
Okay. Oh, so you don't think Micah has it?
No.
Okay, okay, okay.
No. I think he could definitely be a print model.
You should have just said that, because that I understand.
I don't think he has it.
Okay, yeah. Because that's an undefinable thing.
Yep.
But
doesn't have it for me.
Okay.
I would like to see his penis.
He doesn't have it, but he has that. And Poodle wants
I
to see
like
that.
I like that.
Wow.
I might not. I can tell you who's got it.
But I want to see that. I think he could have it, though. But we'll see. Time will tell.
Or who cares? Yeah. Honestly, I don't care enough.
But we both care about that.
I care about that.
That.
So, y'all, they are there. He is living in L.A.
Living in L.A.
And Hayden, his friend, mm-hmm.
He met Hayden in Georgia, but he lives in L.A.
Right. And
this is the same kind of shit. Micah moved out here because he's this is what happens to pretty people all the time. Like when I moved out here, I had to work at the Macy's or clinic counter at Macy's doing like makeovers and shit, making shit money. You had to immediately hit the ground running, doing music shit.
I was doing gigging, yeah.
Bookstore, all this shit.
To make extra
tricks.
Money. Yeah.
Micah Plath, just beautiful. Mike, find someone who needs a pet sitter for like 6 months and he can live in a house for free.
That is more common than you'd think, but for only for pretty people.
For pretty people.
Yeah. I guarantee it was a hookup through an acting class, a modeling agent.
Yes. Yeah. Doesn't happen when you move out here and you got love handles. It's harder.
You have to be hot to wash someone's dog
you
out here
do.
In Los Angeles.
You do. You do.
You're like, but I have 11 years of pet keeping experience. Sorry. Honey, you don't have abs.
Okay.
You do. God, I love this town still.
I do too. So he experimented with weed, which is interesting. And that's what we talked about, Mama Plath saying, I don't care. And he is taking acting classes. That's when we talk about dating. And he's like, out here, I've got 1,200 matches. I bet you do.
Oh, I bet.
I know because I've tried to match with him even as a woman, and he rejected me.
He rejected me. I mean, I hope he's just not rhythm nationing this shit. I hope he's using condoms.
Rhythm method, not rhythm nation. But you're so gay. You're so fucking gay.
That's what he fucks to.
He doesn't know that song. That song was out before he was born. Rhythm nationing. That's what you think straight sex is.
That's what it is.
Rhythm nation.
Yes, that's a dance.
Are you using the rhythm nation?
Rhythm.
Wow. Okay, so I just hope he can't pass. I hope he just doesn't get a girl pregnant somewhere. Well,
so you said his friend Mike, and this guy who is a person of color. And yeah. he was basically saying, you know, I was defensive because I was like this big guy, and he was like coming in here with the muscles and all, and they were being all macho, and he's like, but then I said, he's a really nice guy, and now he's one of my best friends.
And I love that. I mean, you didn't see, but I love that. Here's Micah, who grew up in white Georgia, is now roommates with a black man and also with an Indian man
That you saw on the Discovery
that
Plus.
I saw Discovery, yes. Who I kind of want to put him in drag, that guy who was in other roommate, because God, he was gorgeous. He had great bone structure.
Y'all, stop right now and watch the vignettes on Discovery Plus, because I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to give her to shut up about it. God. And the big news is he has never seen Harry Potter.
Oh, yes,
and,
yes, yes, yeah.
That was, everyone goes,
well, because that's their Star Wars for us.
That's
for a generation.
That's
We've
unfortunate.
Talked about that.
But there is a mythology, but it's not as, I'm not going to compare the two, but I feel like the Star Wars mythology is bigger and broader and a little more universal than the Harry Potter. It's more representative of myth and mythos than Harry Potter is.
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, I think it's...
But no, I understand what you're saying.
A lot
saying.
Of people read the books, too, and then watched. So they say the movies, but a lot of them, at their age, they would read them in school even and stuff.
I'm talking about the themes, though. I'm talking about the themes of Star Wars, because that's Hero's Journey, Joseph Campbell stuff. And I think Harry Potter is, but it's not to the same level. It's kind of it's not as detailed as Star Wars would be.
In a
space opera sense, which
in
is
the
what
movies,
Star Wars is.
No, but in the books, I say yes.
Okay, you know what? I never read
but
past
in the,
book
but
three.
But you've just seen the movies. The Harry Potter movies suck. They're not good.
So that's interesting because
they try to put everything in the books.
Star
the movies,
Wars
work.
Was never built around books.
No, it was built as so it was that is the source material, and that is.
So let me ask you another question. So all these kids actually read all those books.
A lot of kids did read books. I remember from Belvoir. Remember when we did all of those kids.
Were a different echelon of kids, though.
Well, but like...
Maybe I'm wrong. No, I'm not wrong about those girls.
But I remember my nephews, and they talked about them in school, and they were reading it and stuff, too. Because they would, like, teachers would read the books even in class.
So... I'm curious, did that create a generation of readers? Because I can't believe it did. Because
I don't know. I know at the time there were all these news reports.
Right.
I'm sure that the publishing house was putting up. I remember in the 90s saying,
and then
reading's gone up. And
was
da,
the
da, da,
follow-up
da.
Divergent and then nothing?
I don't know.
And then it's Twilight? But I think that was a different type of book. That was just teen as you see in Barnes and Noble, teen paranormal romance
was a whole thing.
I just bursted out laughing when
it was
I saw
the whole
that
thing.
Teen paranormal romance.
I don't know.
I just wonder because I feel like if that created such a younger generation of readers, wouldn't they be voracious still? Maybe they are.
Maybe they are. I don't know. And we know that J.K. Rowling is really. Not an advocate to the trans community.
Not an advocate is a mild way of putting it.
Yeah, it's horrible. But I'm just saying, y'all can come at us and say, but we still got Harry Potter is a cultural, like we're still going to talk about Harry Potter. So
I don't think anyone's going to ask us not to mention it.
I know every
it.
Once in a while we get somebody who says, don't talk about Harry Potter. I'm like, you we have to talk about Harry Potter. Yeah. It's like Star Wars. You've got to talk about it.
All I can say is this.
I don't have to talk about her.
I read up to the third book, and I was like, pass.
I loved them.
And then I saw all the movies, and I don't remember a single one of them.
Movies, eh. Loved the books. Loved them. Loved them, loved them.
I liked them on audio, but like...
They were great. Great road trip books.
I don't know. That's just... It wasn't my thing. Where was I?
I mean, they weren't Hank the Cow Dog. That's mythos right there.
That's Joseph Campbell shit.
It is. Hank's got a bottle rattlesnake. Luke didn't do that.
So, they are... Where am I? They are later
not
on.
Much left
I think
with
that's
him.
It after them.
They're really just lifting weights, and that's kind of it. Micah just says though he's adjusted well, and it, again he says in the vignette that he really enjoys living in L.A. and that because his friends have made it feel like a home.
Right. Let's talk about Ethan, Olivia, and Moriah in Tampa with some other kid who's not Max. We don't know who this is right away.
No.
But the interviewer's like, well, how's it going? And they're like, it's been a little awkward. Now, remember, y'all, Olivia and Ethan have basically reconciled, and it's still new.
Still new. Them moving to Tampa is them moving back in together.
Yes.
They were not living together.
They seem to be the energy is a lot lighter, though. And that's what
and she talked about that. And I think it's just this ever-present traumatic figure hovering in your life who can just insert themselves into your life who's 5 minutes away at any moment.
Kim, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about Kim. Not that we live close together at all.
Oh.
Good joke, no. But yes, Kim. It's like, could you...
Get the fuck out of my house then. I don't need you over here.
I mean, like, how close would you need to live to Mother Poodle if you lived in the same state?
Oh, God. At least an hour away.
I would need two.
Yeah.
Because my mom would come over all the time.
Shut up.
I wouldn't mind it as much, but I have less boundaries with my mother than you do.
Full stop.
We'd go to knitting things. Maybe I would live closer.
No.
Anyway, so, I think it's just the only thing I could relate to that is, it's why this story, I think why we love it so much, you can't help but not relate to this if you're queer in some way, I feel like.
No, definitely.
It's
We've talked about that before.
Yeah, and so, I know what it is. People will say to me, well, Matthew, why can't you just live in Oklahoma? Your family, you have your friends. We all love you. We love Kyle. We don't care. But that's not it. It's not my family and my friends, per se.
Right.
It's that I'm in this part of Oklahoma, which its laws, its culture is against me.
They don't understand that because they are tribal as well. And they don't understand that you don't want to live a tribal life.
Yes.
Where it's just only knowing the people in your small tribe. And everyone outside your tribe who doesn't know you is going to be distrustful of you and may not treat you with respect.
And you don't feel safe.
May hurt you in some way.
Because Olivia talked about how other people would tell Kim Plath what was going on in their lives.
Right.
They were in the grocery store. So I related to it in that when I said, I'm sure you feel much lighter living here now. I wish we were doing a live show in Tampa, but those theaters never called us back. We could have the Plaths on the show.
They would. I think
they wouldn't show up.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
So the Olivia's brother, Nathan, is living with him. And he's like, he's got Plath all over him. You can just smell it on him, too.
Yeah.
He's kind of like them.
Yes.
It's like this homeschool-ish.
He's literally up and left. He said, I told my parents I was leaving, and the next night I left.
And they're talking about Moriah. She doesn't do chores. She's like, but it's been worse because she just stays at her room and looks out the window and says, man in the moon.
God, you are.
Max.
She is cut from your cloth.
Oh, she's
Moriah, I bet she's building a wishing well in her room right now.
She's just writing songs and playing that guitar, y'all, and drinking coffee not coming out of her room. And when Mother Poodle would go, J-Bird, come out for dinner. I can't do it, Mama. Just put some meatloaf outside and I'll eat it.
Yeah, she wouldn't do that, would she?
No, she wouldn't.
She'd make you go to that table and eat.
Yeah, and I go,
My mom didn't like for us to, We couldn't, if we were in our room and we shut the door for a long time, until kind of when we started with teenager, but my mom would knock on the door and say, what are you doing?
Why?
Because she just wouldn't trust us.
What would she think you're doing?
Well, she did it more with my brother because usually he was sneaking girls in there having sex.
In when he was, what? How old?
Teenager.
Like 13, 14?
High school, yeah.
Jesus. But I, no, when you
me,
were...
Me, it was, she would knock on the door and I'd have to take off my Madonna outfit
yeah.
real quick.
But I think, for me, it was, my mother would knock on the door and say, what are you doing? Or, and I would just answer, she wouldn't come in the door.
Sometimes she would do that too, yeah.
No, I just, my mother would said, you need your independent time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your mother didn't read your diary like mine did.
No!
Yeah.
I think if I would have left it open, she would have. But I put it away.
Well, I should ask her next time. What if she just admitted to it and said, I did read it?
I hid it well.
Okay.
So.
But all kids think they hide things well.
I had a secret spot in the wall.
Oh, okay. So. There's a bunch of lube in there now. Hope she doesn't find it. Jay Bird, I didn't know you had a gun. Why do you have gun oil in the wall? Are you hiding a gun
somewhere?
Jay
Bird, are you cleaning a gun?
Yeah. I gave it to your. I gave it to your father, and he said his gun is totally messed up now.
He said there's lube all over his gun.
Jay Bird, I cooked with that butter in that hole, and that the worst scrambled eggs I've ever had. Jay Bird,
boy butter. Is this for? Is this only for boys?
My brother put mine in the fridge.
What?
You never? I told you that story when I was in Ardmore. I left it, and my brother thought it was butter, and he put it in the fridge.
Okay. I didn't know you owned boy butter.
Yeah, because it travels well when you're traveling, because liquid lube just gets all over your suitcase and the plastic bag.
You put it in a plastic bag.
It always leaks. Okay. The boy butter, you put your lid on, and it comes in, and then it. And now they have a tube. It's much easier to travel
now,
with.
Now, how was it? Why, number okay, a couple questions, and I'm going to regret I did this. Was it just laying around?
I unpacked stuff and I left my dad. It was, I kept it in, ironically, I kept it in the back corner of the closet.
Oh, so you were trying to kind of hide it.
But I also, because I bitched the whole time that Homeland or Walmart didn't have anything, I was ordering specialty food stuff all the time. I'd be like, I can't believe they don't even have kosher salt or this. So I'd order this, or I can't believe they don't have this, or rolled organic oats or all this. So I ordered food from Amazon all the time. So my brother thought it was food I'd ordered.
I see. And he just saw boy butter and he's like, well, guess that's another thing
it
Matt
looks
ordered.
Just like a parquet thing, and so he stuck it in the fridge.
We have to move on. Wow.
Boy. So, by the way, don't put cold boy butter on your dick. Doesn't feel good.
So, we've got to please. We basically find out that Mariah Max. She said we only hear from her. Max was supposed to move in, and now he's not. And then she's like, Mariah's the only person who knows, and she hasn't told anybody. And so she's upset, and Ethan's kind of trying to play a joke by taking the coils out of her car. And they're like, when are you going to – they're like, we'll see you. Do you dishes when you get back? She flips him off.
Flips and gives him
y'all, she's got purple hair now. We're kind of in our Paramore phase.
Yes.
We're in our Avril Lavigne phase. We're in a full leather.
Oh, full
leather.
Leather. Yes, she's in it.
Leather queen.
Black. Now, I feel like we're not going to say, maybe we can make a pact. We feel like we know what happened.
Make a pact.
Well, we know what happened, but I feel like I don't want to spoil it for people watching the show of kind of the reason they split up. We get she alludes to it, but we think we know, but I don't want to say it because I feel like that's going to be part of the show as it comes out.
Yeah, well, you can Google it, y'all.
If you really want to know, you can Google it, yeah. So
so he's fixing her car. She was pissed off, but she's just going, y'all, turns out she's just going out to the fucking beach with her guitar to sing songs on a bench. And I cried eyes out.
I was gonna say,
as soon as she started singing, y'all, I know, the voice is okay at best. Y'all have asked me and come for me. It's a little warbly, but what are you going to expect from someone who doesn't have a ton of vocal instruction?
But it's not
about having... It doesn't matter.
Singing is not about having a perfect sound. Singing is about like putting something out, like you said, putting something out into the world.
That feels not like it's authentically yours.
And that is exactly what she's doing.
Oh,
that's where a little bit with Lydia, it feels off because you know she loves Jesus and all that. But at the same time, it feels like she's putting on something she feels like she's supposed to be
doing. Yeah, it's not really authentically her.
I mean, the lyrics to that song...
Y'all, she's like, it hurts bad, especially when, what is it? Especially when you think you found me.
She's like, yeah, she says basically.
When I think about what you've done to me, I'm scared to, oh, I knew it's
made her feel worthless, yeah. How I was treated.
You were my weakness. And then she says, I hate myself right now in the song. And then she said, I'm also scared to share this because once I say it out loud, it's going to be real. Yo, Mariah is she is inside me.
I know.
I am Mariah.
And when you are. And when she said that last line of the song, when she said, everybody always, or something like, I always thought you saved me.
Yes.
But now I have to save myself. She's an okay singer. She's, I think, a great, the beginning.
It needs to be
But as a beginning lyricist, yeah. I think she's got a lot of potential.
She'll take what she could do is bring it to a songwriter, and they could come up with something good. Now, Mariah has it.
Yeah.
By all means. She has it.
I agree.
And because there is an authenticity that her that shines. And she's the star of the family. And I think she always has been.
I agree.
And y'all, so they are, later on we get a little bit of rollerblading with Ethan and Olivia. And Ethan has not spoken to his parents since they moved.
No, he has not.
But it's fun. They haven't made a lot of friends. And he misses Cairo. But he said, we have work
Cairo.
To do. You're right, not Cairo. Cairo, Georgia.
They're not Thank in you. Egypt.
And y'all, they're making Thanksgiving dinner, and this is so interesting because they've kind of built their new family.
They have. Like, Ethan and Mariah don't really want to help, but Olivia and her brother Nathan are in there kind of helping, and... A knock at the door, and I knew it was going to be Micah.
Of course.
Mariah starts crying because...
They used to live together, if you remember.
They
used to live together.
They also... I shouldn't say, but if you did watch the vignettes,
I think from now on, we're either going to have to, if they're going to do this every time.
No, we got
to
watch them. They're so good.
I was going to say, or we don't watch them and mention them because people are going to get pissed off.
No, we don't have
Discovery Plus.
We tell them for them so they don't have to watch it.
All right.
But she talks about.
I'm going to let you watch the. Oh, okay. Be responsible
oh, I'd love that. Okay.
It.
She talks about how it's nothing new, revelation, but she does talk about how all the siblings, Micah, because she's the second oldest girl, he's the second oldest boy. She said they related a lot on that of kind of not the pressure of being the oldest, but also then kind of being left out,
yeah,
or being forgotten. But y'all, these kids were neglected.
Totally. Completely.
I 100% believe
Let's call
that.
It what it is.
Maybe these kids were, I think, neglected. So anyway, so it kind of made that more meaningful scene when she does see Micah, that they do have this kind of, and those two more than any of the other two wanted to get out into the world,
yeah,
and get really far out of Georgia.
And you hear, and Micah is the first to ask, so where's Max? So I guess because I don't think anybody said, and they say he won't be coming.
This
and
was new.
We're not together.
This
and
was
he
new.
Said, can I ask what happens?
And
y'all, she just breaks down.
And just ugly. And he was like, you don't need to say.
And that's the last that we see. So
I needed this season on Welcome to Plathville, but we haven't seen it.
Oh, there was. I think on the...
There wasn't on Discovery. Was there on TLC?
I think so. I can't remember. I watched it last night.
The show is good.
I have missed this show.
I love this show.
I think, besides Pig Royalty, this show, besides that show really has my heart. This show has my heart more than anything we watch.
I would say that.
I just love it so much. I love the characters. I'm even interested to see what happens to fucking Mama Plath this season.
She's interested.
Going through her Eat, Pray, Love.
I'm interested. Yeah. I just kind of want to see what kind of dance moves she's going to come up with.
And Olivia with her friends, and they're eating s'mores, y'all, and the vignettes. I did watch that one.
I made you watch that one, and it is like...
With her church friends.
It's the most basic white girl group you ever saw in your life.
I do want to talk about... I'll describe it, because I was horrified at this game they played... What was it called again?
It was called Everything's something like Everything's Perfect.
Or like
the game was
everyone the game was the most perfect person.
Most perfect person. And the game was
you describe your most perfect person and then say but they
one
have
thing wrong.
One thing wrong. And one girl, I think one girl understood the assignment and she's like, you know, he's like it's like your most perfect person. Everything's right except for he's got pancakes for hands.
Can you live with that?
Hand me another s'more. And then one girl's like, that's funny. It's funny. What about if he's the most perfect person, but every single day he goes in a room that you can't go into and spends time in there and you can never go in there until you die?
Silence.
And everyone's like,
that's fucked up.
They're like, Sarah Ann just went, Rory, you always ruin every game. God damn it, Rory.
There's a room.
Damn it, now I cuss.
And they're like, but it's a secret. They're like, Heavenly Father wouldn't like that.
Heavenly Father.
And
even a lady says, well, if he's led by the Holy Spirit, well, he wouldn't have that room.
And I'm like, no, he's dissecting cats in that room.
This is a fucking, it's a fucking 13-year-old conversation. And I think one woman is there with her daughter. If she's not there with her daughter.
She's late 30s.
She's in early 40s. And she does not need to be there.
It's all church friends, y'all. I will say, I did not watch any of the other vignettes, but I did watch this one and it was enjoyable.
It was enjoyable.
Lydia definitely needed that chocolate after a day. After
she did.
A day
she just
when
kept
she couldn't
saying to
finger
the
bang herself.
She did kept saying to the camera, oh, I just need this chocolate. You know how us women are with chocolate.
Chocolate.
Coffee.
Just finger bang yourself with a crucifix, honey. Yeah.
All right.
And on that note, how do we end this show?
I think I remember everybody.
Do it.
I think I remember. Y'all, so be sure.
I know too.
Be sure to see us going on tour this summer live.
And y'all, if you are in London next week, the ticket link will be up soon.
Check our Instagram, our
meetup.
TikTok, all of our socials. Don't go to our website. It's been hacked. But go to everything else.
We are so janky.
We're so janky. They're working on it. And we would love to see you, though, out on the road or across the pond in London town.
Cheerio.
Yes. Leave a review on this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate that. And lastly, we're going to have another episode next week that's going to go on the free feed. But after that, they all go behind on the premium tiers on the $8 or on Supercast or Patreon. Those are commercial free. So regular 90 day are on those feeds as well without any commercials. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until next time.
Remember, y'all.
Fuck Mama Plath.
Regardless of her Eat, Pray, Love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.